Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoot Chats, hour number two of the nation. We are now under an hour from Cowboys pregame with Broadus and Chiafalo starting at 4 o'clock, postgame shortly after 10 until 1 o'clock with Broadus and Wolchuk. This right here is the Specs Cowboys game day tailgate show. Specs, the fun starts here, and got quite a bit of Cowboys content over these next three segments, really. Krusty's Corner's coming up at 3:40. He'll give you his final thoughts of the game. Latest on Clowney, we're keeping an eye out for that. Everybody's most hated Cowboys quarterback analyst is saying that Cowboys should try to win Dak the MVP tonight. We'll get to that here in just a second. It's myself, Gavin Dawson, and Lucius Alexander here at Choctaw in Durant, Oklahoma. Great place to watch the game. Come on up. The other three boys, they're back there at 75 and 635. You have Jacob Ray in the Pimp Cup today doing an admirable job filling in for Lucius Alexander producing the show. And Ross Lebensky here, remote engineering on site. Okay, you guys see the NFL and NFLPA have agreed to a new model for selecting playing surfaces and stadiums. This is the report from Adam Schefter under an hour ago. It's going to require teams to choose from an approved set of manufacturers and styles for both natural and synthetic fields. So this is the players' concern about fields like MetLife in New York, causing the lower leg injuries that can be catastrophically bad. So, yeah, I don't know if this is going to help or hurt. Every time we've talked to a league official over the years, Stephen Jones, Jerry Jones, about this, they've said that the injury rates are about equal, and there's an upside and a downside to each. But at least now the players are going to be able to have a say in it, and maybe as a result they'll come up with something that that works better for them.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they get this thing straightened out. This is clearly a step in the right direction here because, I mean, you can see all around the world with the way they're doing these different soccer stadiums and stuff like that where they can roll out different surfaces, no problem. There are ways to do it. You just have to be willing, and you have to be willing to probably spend a little bit more money. But the NFL is the king, so that shouldn't really be an excuse for them. Really should just be a total no-brainer. I don't even know why it's been this much of a headache to this point. Why wouldn't you want to do everything in your power as a league to keep these guys as healthy as possible?
Yeah, it really is. The product is the players and the great players, and there's only like 5 to 12 of them on each team, and if one goes out, it just saps away not only the experience there in the stadium, but on TV and their talkability throughout the week. Like, this is a really important storyline for the NFL to try to get a handle on, and then for the players' union, just to feel like their voice is being heard and you actually care about their concerns, I think is big for the relationship as well. I'm still checking for Clowney. When are we going to get clarity on this, you guys?
Yeah, that's going to be actually talked to some people in Detroit just when we were on break. I mentioned earlier this thing is a 100% game time decision. How he feels is going to be whether they go with it or not. And so once we get the workout in the books and stuff like that, hopefully during our pregame show, I'll have an idea of where we're at on that. But this is they're just waiting for the workout to see how he feels.
So they elevated Isaiah Land.
I would say that's a that kind of
indication.
That's an indication that there might be hedging their bets that they might not have the guy.
Is Land a guy that you need in there to set the edge, or do you think this is a depth thing?
Man, this is just depth is all. I mean, right now this is the things that I worry about. You know, with their situation, with some of their injuries, that one with Clowney, and especially with how, and I've said this so much during the week, this is a very much a right-handed running team, and that means that's behind Penei Sewell. And when you get behind Penei Sewell, he is a legitimate run blocker. He's a guy that gets you. He can get movement. You know, that's where they've had a lot of their success running the football. So, you know, not having Clowney in there with his, if he doesn't play, with his, you know, he, that length, that strength, his ability to set edge, you know, that could be a problem for the Cowboys for sure.
Yes, sir. So hopefully he can play, but it does not appear that it is heading in that direction. And, you know, Clowney's strength, his skill, his ability to fight off the blocks is something that could be missed. But hopefully the Cowboys are collapsing that pocket from the middle so much, and they can hold down the Lions' run game with that five-man line. We'll get more on that coming up here in just a little bit. But here is ESPN's Dan Orlovsky, former Lions quarterback himself, once famously stepped outside of the end zone to create a safety when he was dropping back to pass. So here's his thoughts on what advantage the Cowboys have against the Lions this evening and what their objective should be.
I lean Dallas. I would try to win Dak the MVP tonight if I was Dallas.
Ooh.
If Detroit wants to line up and play man coverage,
which they have, last three games, 70% man coverage.
I'm going to throw 40 times. You cannot cover my two guys. And I'm totally comfortable. I'll put George by himself. I'll put CD opposite. You want to cover George one-on-one? Great. He's as good as any receiver in the NFL one-on-one versus man. If you want to double team him or play, I'm going to throw it to CD Lamb. I think it'll be interesting. I think the most important person tonight is Kelvin Shepard, who's the DC for Detroit. You can't line up and play man. Will you change? Will you play some zone? I would challenge Dallas to run the football and then try to play elite red zone defense. Does Brian Schottenheimer want to hand it off 40 times? I'm not letting you throw it that much if I'm Detroit. But if Detroit wants to line up and be who they are, I'm going to throw it 40 times because you can't cover me.
I mean, what kind of a game would Dak have to elevate himself to the top of the MVP power rankings?
Well,
what are we looking at here?
Yeah, if they lose, though, then, you know, there's no way that you're going to – this kills – well, it hurts, excuse me, their playoff chances. So you're not. Yeah. They're not going to. If he's not in the playoffs, they're not going to give him an opportunity to be MVP. He could finish third or fourth or one of those things again. But yeah, he's going to need to potentially get in the playoffs and win a division to be considered this.
I don't know that he can win it tonight, but I think if you go out and you put up 300 plus yards, three or four touchdowns, and you're carving up Detroit, it's going to look good. Now, I'm sure some voters would say, okay, well, they didn't have one of their top corners. You know, they've been banged up. One of their best safeties is out.
Just play who you play, right?
But yeah, 100%. And he's going to have some more opportunities. You got a Christmas Day game in front of the entire
next Sunday night. You got
country.
A game against Minnesota.
You got Minnesota coming up in a couple weeks. Yeah, absolutely. You got the Chargers. He's going to have a great platform the rest of the way. If they just keep winning, if they just keep taking care of business, he'll have himself in that conversation.
You know, the thing that bothers me, and I really like what Dan Orlovsky is trying to say. If he could convince me that, yes, and Detroit has struggled with their pass rush. They have. But you watch the sacks that they've had, and you watch the blitzes, and you watch those things, and Dak handles all those things well. And the ball tends to be on the ground a lot when they're around these quarterbacks in the pocket and things. But do you trust your tackles to hold up against Aiden Hutchinson the whole game? You know, I mean, all it takes is one or two of these, you know, and next you know it's a turnover, and now the game, the complex of the game is – the complexion of the game's completely changed, and you know, so those are the things that just worry me with Steele, and then again with Nate Thomas making his first start on the road. These are the things that, you know, that just it kind of, like you said, okay, if this thing is going to go bad, it'll go bad because of this. And you know, blocking Aiden Hutchinson is not an easy task.
yeah, you could win out there 37 times, and the three that you lose, the ball
no
ends
question.
Up on the turf twice.
No and, question. That's
and if it's on a short field,
yeah,
and, you know,
yeah,
you can absolutely flip the game on it. So, I'm fascinated by this, Brian. Like, what is their coaching staff going to think? I mean, I was shocked. I saw that they'd run man like 49% of the time for the
only
year,
the Jets.
70.
Only the Jets run it more. Only the Jets, you know, and that's the former defensive coordinator at the Jets now, you know. So yeah, if they play more zone coverage in this game, boy, I would be really, really, really surprised.
And if I'm a player, I mean, or inside that organization, I'm thinking, so we had a plan for how we were going to attack defensively. Is this a sign of panic internally if we're going to totally change our scheme? You know, in week 14 of the season, I think there's a lot of different ways that could go bad.
Well, the last 3 weeks, what you've seen from your own defensive coordinator, who's been getting crushed playing zone coverage, is with the new players he has, he's adapted to however the quarterback is he's playing, whether it's Geno Smith, whether it's Jalen Hurts, or whether it's Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Zone, more man. So, you know, we've seen teams play clog and cover against Dak and have some success. You know, we've seen teams rush three, drop eight. You know, that would be way, way different than what we've seen from Detroit all year.
Yeah, and it would probably be trust in their linebackers, right? It would probably be, okay,
these
Jack
guys are
Campbell,
good.
Alex yeah. Anzalone, they
they're
got
good.
Malcolm Rodriguez back.
Yeah, they're good.
That's where I think Dak has at times had issues, right?
He doesn't find the guys, yeah.
He doesn't see a linebacker dropping. I mean, he got baited last year by their safety, Brian Branch, in the end zone on that play that Brandon Cooks likes to run, that drag on the baseline of the end zone that worked well for him, and Brian Branch just went ahead and said, okay, I'm going to go off a CD here, and now I'm going to drop back, get an interception. So that would be the fear. I did just see, Dawson, that the Lions are elevating wide receiver Malik Cunningham from their practice squad. So much like we're saying with the Isaiah Land elevation, might be doubtful on Clowney, that might be a sign, just in case they're not feeling great about St. Brown right now.
Well, that's a good sign. I didn't expect him to play. I think that after that, the next biggest injury factor after Clowney and St. Brown would become what can Sewell do with his shoulder and now with his ankle. How close is he going to be to the all-pro player that he is when he is healthy? Okay, how about the road factor here? 2-4 on the road this year, guys. I want to believe their urgency, their enthusiasm, and just the fact that they're better is going to put them in a mindset where the road shouldn't bother them. But with Nate Thomas playing instead of Tyler Guyton, communication along that line, the Lions, if the fan base has reason to believe early in that game, it's one of the loudest places that you can play, maybe outside of Kansas City and Seattle. So what do you guys think of confidence level with the Cowboys going on the road? Should we be more concerned? Maybe that's Brian and Chief, why you're not picking the Cowboys to win tonight.
No, I'm leveling my concerns. I know Chief picked him. I got him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DallasCowboys.com, I went 28-24 Dallas. I'm just telling folks my concerns. It's
a little bit queasy.
Yeah, how Dallas could lose this game. With all the positivity that we've seen, you know, if you all of a sudden we get into a game and it's things you start to like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, oh, wait, that we expected that and we expected that. That maybe some things. No, I'm going to pick Dallas to win this game. I just think there's elements to it, though, that could be a problem. And if there's a reason that they lose, it might be. I just wanted those my thoughts to get out why they could lose.
But I do think the home road thing is real for them. Like, they are, especially offensively, quite a bit different. And right now, your only two road wins are Jets and Raiders. Like, that doesn't inspire a ton of confidence. No. You go to Chicago and things look weird.
Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina. Things look weird for
Philadelphia.
You. Denver, obviously. Yeah, now, there's more than just that when it comes to just the simply being on the road. But there is something to that. And I think when you start talking about how different this team is right now, they've started to check off a lot of boxes. We used to be this, now we're not. We used to be this, now we're not. I think this is kind of the last big hurdle versus a quality team. Like, say what you want about the Lions. They aren't the fireworks show that they've been in years past, but this is still a quality team, a team that has a solid shot to make the playoffs going into their house when they're extremely desperate. That is going to be a big challenge.
For sure. Dak's passer rating on the road, 4.5 points lower. USA Today ran the numbers on this. Completion percentage is 0.5% lower, not that big, but the interception rate is 0.6% higher, which has to be 30-35% higher if Dak's interception rate is around 2% or so, just to give you a snapshot of at least what that's meant so far in the Cowboys' six games outside of AT&T Stadium. The latest reporting on why you can be confident George Pickens is still going to be a Cowboy come 2026. We'll hit that and more when we get back here as part of the C-Note. Cowboys News of the Evening coming up next. We are live from Choctaw Casino and Resort up here in Durant. The gentleman last hour telling us it is the eighth largest casino in the world, and it's majestic. It's really a great scene up here, and love to see you join us for Cowboys game tonight, which kicks off at about 7:15 or so. All right, the C-Note is next here on The Fan.
Batolos, it's time to transform your bathroom into a dream space, and good news for you, Zintex Remodeling Group has you covered. Since 2001, their family-owned team has been turning outdated bathrooms into modern masterpieces all across Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Right now, you can save $1,000 on a new bathtub or shower system, or you could choose 0% interest financing. Mention 105.3 The Fan to your design consultant, and you'll get a free Kohler toilet with your purchase. How about that? From walk-in showers to tub-to-shower conversions, Zintex uses top-quality materials with installation done in just one day. Plus, enjoy peace of mind with their lifetime warranty on products and labor. You can trust Zintex. That's why I love them. Proud winners of the 2022 BBB Torch Award for Ethics, and they were a 2024 finalist for the International Torch Award. At Zintex, they make it super easy with transparent pricing and flexible financing options. So go ahead and call right now for your free, no obligation, in-home consultation at 855-4-ZINTEX. That's 855-4-ZINTEX, or visit Zintex.com. That's Zintex.com. Zintex Remodeling Group, where your dream bathroom becomes reality.
Yeah, buddy, we're back at Choctaw Casino up here in Durant, Oklahoma, official casino resort of the Rangers, Stars, and Mavericks. We have the Cowboys pregame show coming up in 37 minutes with Chiafalo and Broadus. And you have 3 hours of pregame until you get to Cowboys-Lions coming up tonight, looking for the fourth win in a row and to further legitimize, push your playoff percentages, maybe close to or a little bit over 40% likelihood if you can pick up this dub tonight. And there is news that could impact the Eagles in a significant way as well. We'll get to all that here inside the C-Note. The Specs Cowboys Game Day Tailgate Show. Specs, the fun starts here. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, you got Lucius and I up here. We'll be here all the way until kickoff, maybe beyond. I mean, if I get on a heater, I might just drive straight from here to the studio.
They only brought me up here for backup, just in case Billy Bob from Durant, the old car from back in the day, shows up on you. That's the only reason why I'm really out here.
That would be
back
epic.
You up.
What are we going to do when they're doing the pregame show? Are we betting these ponies over here?
Yeah, we've got to play the ponies, man. Yeah. I was going to lay some action on some boxing matches coming up, the Anthony Joshua situation, but
okay.
Of course, I didn't realize the sports situation here in the state of Oklahoma.
Yes, it is anxious times as they're trying to get the legislation pushed through once again. That would set it off.
Let's go.
You know, if you could get some sports book wagering, but for us, it's offshore for now. Or I guess if you go to Vegas and open you up an account there, you can wager, and then you could have them mail you a check or cash out on your next trip to Vegas, something like that. There's got to work around. Unfortunately, I thought we celebrated freedom in these parts.
Yeah, how about that?
So I'd look for some reciprocity that for my interest. Anytime these lawmakers want to get on the ball, I sure would appreciate that.
They're leaving
that
meat on that bone.
They are. There's plenty of tax revenue to be generated. Okay, you got Jalen Carter out for the Eagles Monday night game against the Chargers. That game is in Los Angeles. Gentlemen, back in studio, how much to you, could you eyeball it, does this increase the Cowboys' chances of securing the division?
Massive. We've talked about just how drastic that changes their defense. Their offense is already stinking right now. So that's going to put a lot more pressure on Jordan Davis and Jalen Phillips and Jalen Hunt. And that secondary is probably going to be challenged even more because they're not getting as much pressure from a guy like Jalen Carter up the middle. But for the Cowboys, you've just got to focus on you. And I know that the coach speak is like, focus on what we can control. You don't take care of your own business, it doesn't matter. But big picture, and I'm confident the Cowboys will. This thing, like I said in Cross, man, it is laying out perfectly for this thing to be an Eagles collapse, and the Cowboys, if they can just keep stacking wins, they will usurp them and win that NFC East.
Yeah, I mean, especially for a team that has to win with defense right now. Like, their offense has been so bad.
Yeah, would you say Jalen Carter is one of the few defensive tackles better than Quinnen Williams? I mean, maybe not better than Quinnen's played the last three games, but before the trade deadline, you know, Jalen Carter was considered the best defensive tackle, right? So a guy even better than Quinnen Williams is out and might miss multiple games here. It's called week to week, but he had a medical procedure. Is that surgery on both shoulders?
Yeah, I reached out and I had a trainer buddy get back to me, and he was his was, I said, hey, Jalen Carter, procedures on both shoulders. And he says, really? They put him on IR? And I said, and he said he thought there were scopes. Is what he thought. And he said maybe labrum tears again. This is a trainer in another in another city and stuff, but I was just trying to get an idea for both shoulders. But he said it's still unusual for both and in season. There might be a procedure too, he's saying, where they can do injections. Maybe it got infected and they had to do something. That was another thing that he said. And he said maybe only one of them is actually the issue. But then they had both of them injected. So there's again, this is a trainer in another team trying to kind of speculate why you would do both shoulders.
Yeah, Dr. Chow, the pro football doc, said that it was likely PRP injections and could miss a couple weeks, could keep him off IR if they feel like they need him back. But there is a scenario where they would just sit him the remainder of the regular season.
Yeah, that's tough right there, and you got to imagine if the tendonitis or bursitis or whatever he's dealing with in there has gotten bad enough that he's got to miss a game and have procedures, it could be bad. But if it's just PRP, you know, that's not like a significant medical procedure or surgery or anything like that. That's just them, you know, shooting up the joints and waiting to see how much it assists in recovery in the coming weeks. But you can keep your fingers crossed for sure. I mean, after this week, it's the Raiders, probably even without Jalen Carter. But, I mean, Wolchuk alluded to it. The Eagles go from the third-best defense by EPA to the worst defense in the NFL when Jalen Carter steps off the field. So I would say for sure it significantly increases their chances of losing to the Chargers. And if you can beat the Lions tonight, then the difference in the division would just be a half game. Okay, how about we get some other headlines going here specific to the Cowboys. You go to Reed Hanson, Cowboys Wire. They've had the best defensive line in the NFL over the last month since week 9. You know, three of these games Quinnen has played. That is by EPA as well. No, that's a PFF metric. nearly 9 points ahead of the second-place Browns, though. And you know, everybody knows how respected that Cleveland Browns front is. The run defense, number one in the NFL. Pass rush grade, number three. The EPA per play, as Eric noted, over the last 3 weeks has been 18th, which points the fingers decisively at the back end. I mean, if you're getting that level of play from your defensive line, and perhaps that's why the return of Trayvon Diggs might be that missing and final piece. You need to see him come in and play well. I mean, if you could get Deron Bland level of play from Trayvon Diggs right now, that would be freaking outstanding. But, I mean, you know, it's really something to build on, but also, to me, puts the microscope there on that back end and how much better they can play here for the final five games, boys. What do you think of that story?
Yeah, I think you're 100% right here. And how much better would those numbers be if you weren't playing up against a guy like Mahomes last week, who you had? Like, if you play the same defensive game that you played from a pass defense standpoint and a pass rush standpoint, if you can duplicate that tonight versus the Lions, like what you did versus the Chiefs, like, you're going to be giving Goff so much hell. He's not going to be able to. Like, Mahomes is sort of a one of one to be able to handle all that pressure, buy the time, avoid the sack, and still be able to make plays down the field in a way that, like, a guy like Jared Goff, there's no way he could do that. But yes, the secondary still has its issues. There's no question about it.
Did I see something, though, with metric numbers with Goff that actually blitz is, like, he's good against blitz? I thought it was 9 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
I'll have to look at him versus the blitz.
I'm sorry if I pulled that up. Maybe I looked at, because I was just thinking of, like, how would you – yeah, here's the matchup. Jared Goff has been pressured on 40% of his blitzes faced this season. NFL average is about 42%. Thanks in large part to the time to throw of 2.59 seconds on such dropbacks. Ninth quickest. Goff is averaging 9 yards per attempt against the blitz. That's the third most, totaling 9 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. His 124.3 passer rating when facing five or more pass rushers only trails Matthew Stafford's 125.2 and Drake May's 124.9.
Yeah, be careful. You know, choose when you blitz, especially with veteran quarterbacks. Like, isn't that the general rule?
Yeah.
Try to get pressure without blitzing.
Well, he's going to get rid of the ball. He's probably going to read your blitz and then go to where you're blitzing from. That would be, like, the side, yeah, too. Like, maybe he's reading it, and he's going to attack the side that you're coming from.
He gets
the ball out. Well, and that's why the big, I mentioned earlier, like, run after catch, you know, is big with these guys.
I also think that's why, like, the Laporta and the St. Brown factor is so big, because those are obviously his
guys.
Those are
probably numbers those guys not being out, right?
Yeah, question.
Yeah. St. Brown just got hurt last week during the game, and Laporta's missed, the last two is when he was ruled out. So, no question. But, again, I think it really comes down to winning in the middle.
Yeah.
That's where their offensive line's been susceptible, and really that's what's tilted this defense into now we're believing. It's just how good those defensive tackles led by Quinnen Williams have been, and really how fast Quinnen Williams can win. I mean, I get, hey, Jared Goff, credit to him, he can get the ball out fast. It's not going to matter if Quinnen Williams is whooping the guy in front of him and he's in the backfield in a hurry.
Jeremy Fowler and Todd Archer teamed up on a story for ESPN about the George Pickens thing, and it's a great read if you want to jump on there to ESPN Dallas or to Fowler's Twitter account or whatever. But a team source predicting he ain't leaving. And about two-thirds of the way down in the story is sort of the interesting nugget I wanted to get to. They write that the deal signed by Ferguson, Bland, and Tyler Smith earlier this year were designed with the ability to create roughly $30 million in cap room for 2026. You add in contract restructures for Prescott and Lamb, there could be even more money. Dallas could also release Trayvon Diggs, who's set to count $18.4 million against the cap in 2026, and they carry over a large amount of 2025 cap space to 2026. Currently, they're going to transfer over $23 million in additional room. So that's kind of why Jerry Jones has been so confident talking about the ability to bring back Pickens and Kenny Clark. They've really set it up incredibly well, and I don't know how you guys feel about saving $23 million in cap space for this year. Maybe it would have been pretty sweet idea to go at a veteran corner or a safety or another higher paid star level linebacker. Maybe those guys just weren't available. But the bottom line is they made it past the trade deadline. They have $23 million in cap space from this year that they get to carry over into next year. And without even having to sacrifice from the future and backload deals anymore, they're going to have more than enough space to do the tag or, you know, whatever it is with George Pickens. I feel like with George, I saw a story from Spotrac. They're saying his baseline market valuation is 31.
Yeah.
Whether it's that or 28 on the tag or $38 million, like, you just can't let George Pickens go. He's too good of a player to see him playing in any other uniform anytime soon. Okay. Then a big key on why it's gone so well to the people in the story, including sources in Pittsburgh and Dallas, is Dak. A Cowboy source cited Prescott's leadership as a key for Pickens, who respects Prescott, calling him an alpha.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He has a unique way of knowing when to keep a guy accountable and knowing when to pull off. So when Dak speaks, George will listen. But there's interesting backstory stuff on his time in Pittsburgh. And when he wasn't getting the ball and he wasn't having a bad day, like the coaches say, he kind of became detached. And it was almost like he wasn't there and wouldn't listen to anybody. I think he just, you know, really let those low swings in his production significantly affect his mood. But it's been all good here with the Cowboys. Maybe one of the best trades of Jerry Jones' entire career. All righty. What else we got here for you? We got morning news. Five last-minute storylines for the Cowboys and Lions. The environment on the road, we've talked about that. Thunder and lightning, okay, with Montgomery and Gibbs. I'd like to talk about the Cowboys' thunder and lightning with Javonte Williams and Malik Davis.
Yeah.
Big play from Davis could decide this thing for sure. You have the inevitable of George Pickens saying this week the reality for defensive backs to try to stop him on the slant is it's inevitable. He believes that the Cowboys essentially have these defenses in checkmate because of the four different runs or four different routes that he can run depending on how the defense wants to play it. Aiden Hutchinson as well, big night for Thomas, big night for Steele. And then Brian Schottenheimer saying both of these teams are better than their records. Guys, I feel like it's the opposite at this point with how much Detroit has lost with injuries and how they've been declining throughout the season. At one point, they looked like they were going to be the team to beat there in the North. Now they're behind Green Bay and Chicago. I feel like the Cowboys are way better than their record, but I don't think I would agree with Shoddy on the Lions. I think they're about as good as a 7-5 record, maybe even a little worse.
Yeah, that's kind of the coach speak. You know, you are who you are at Thanksgiving. You know, we'll see. Dallas looks like a team that's, you know, on the rise right now. This will be a huge game. You could get, I mean, you got people believing, but you win tonight in Detroit, you know, and complete this gauntlet that you went through that we all, when we did our win-loss things in, you know, in May, we thought, well, here's the three-game losing streak. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Philly, Kansas City, Detroit.
You
know,
maybe now you could win one.
Maybe now you have a chance to win all three, but it surely make up for the three stinkers you had, you know. I mean, the Arizona game, I think at the time the Chicago game and the Carolina game were all, you know, games that you absolutely should have won, but you weren't equipped to do it. Today you're better equipped to go out and beat Philadelphia, Kansas City, and potentially Detroit.
Unbelievable. And we looked at these three games and just thinking, could you win just one of them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and then the final thing I was looking for here was Dan Graziano wrote about the Cowboys' use of the five-man defensive line and how much more they have done that. What's odd, though, writes Graziano, is that they haven't been very successful with it. They've allowed an average of 7.3 yards per play over the past 3 weeks when in five down fronts versus 4.7 when they use four or fewer. I believe you told us about this at the beginning of the week or maybe last week before the Kansas City game. I forget, Brian. But, I wanted to get your thoughts on if this is a little bit overrated and if it's something that you would want to see them pursue more considering what the early data is saying. They're like 75% worse on a yard per snap play, designation.
For some reason, yeah, they've pressured the quarterbacks almost like 47% of the time, or the dropbacks that they've had, but like over 50% success rate. You know, that's they're in the same.
So you think a bigger sample size it'll bear out to
be
better?
I think it will be different though if we get a little bit more of it, yeah. To me, this whole thing, it's a lot about the secondary, though. You know, the pressure rates and stuff like that. You've got some quarterbacks that were making throws, off-platform throws. You start to talk about Hurts. Mm-hmm. You talk about with Mahomes. Yeah. You could get pressure on these guys, but if they escape the pressure, then now you got a secondary. It's going to have to hang on. That's been the problem in Detroit, is they are a team that likes to play all that man coverage, but if you don't get pressure and you have to hold up for over 3 seconds, you know, 3.5 seconds, it's problems covering guys like that.
Yeah, it's why those big plays are so important. I mean, Mahomes, really, in that situation, to end up with a 50-yard completion while he's falling down, I don't know how sustainable or predictable things like that are. Then you look at the A.J. Brown big ball down the sideline in the Eagles game. There's just a couple of plays that if you could eliminate those, then I think all the numbers would look a whole lot better.
Yep.
And, maybe that's the final boss to cross here in the final 5 weeks of the season. Okay, we're live here at Choctaw Casino in Durant. Lucius and I are going to be hanging out throughout the entire pregame
show. We're
going
to be eating barbecue because they're cooking that barbecue behind us, and they're just smacking me in my nose, bro. The whole time y'all talking about football, I'm thinking barbecue.
Yeah, I can't decide. They got a half chicken. They got the brisket. They got the sausage. They got everything. And Google says this is one of the best barbecue spots here in Oklahoma.
Google don't lie.
The Choctaw. They got great food here. So we'll be back with Krusty's Corner. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I'm going to give you the zebra report for this one. We'll do it next.
Before Worth, I want to give you the good news. The all-new Alliance Hyundai is here, ladies and gentlemen, conveniently located at I-35 in Golden Triangle. You can't miss it. Absolutely stunning when you're driving down I-35. And I was in the car business for a couple years. Let me tell you, man, my buddy Ryan Watson, he's the owner. He's a big-time Tolo, and he is delivering a dealership experience that is second to none. Trust me, you will feel the difference. A one-of-one car buying experience at Alliance Hyundai. Right now, score 0% APR for 60 months on the 2025 Hyundai Tucson, or 0% APR for 72 months on the 2025 Hyundai Ioniq 5. That's a fantastic vehicle. And keep in mind, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. We're talking 10 years, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, plus owner's assurance. And make sure you check out the fantastic 2026 Hyundai Palisade selection as well while you're there, because that's a great family vehicle. Maybe get a little something for the wifey this holiday season. And their state-of-the-art facility features Hyundai-certified techs using advanced diagnostics for top-notch care, oil changes, repairs, you name it, with same-day service and no appointment needed. Relax in their comfy waiting area, free Wi-Fi, drinks, snacks, the whole nine. Visit AllianceHyundai.net. That's AllianceHyundai.net. And remember, at Alliance Hyundai, it's their mission to be your ally in the automotive business.
If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverados, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Let's go. Thank you, Jacob Ray, filling in for Lucius Alexander. L.A. with me up here at Choctaw in Durant. Come on up and watch the Cowboys-Lions game with us. Pre-game starting at 4 o'clock. It is the Specs Cowboys game day tailgate. Until then, Specs, the fun starts here. And it's time for Broadus's Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Broadus.
Thank you very much, Jacob. Appreciate you playing that. Thank you to Greystone as well. Okay, let's get to this. Let's get to the Zebra Report tonight. You're going to have Sean Hockley as your official tonight in this game. And we all know who Sean Hockley is. He is the son of Ed Hockley. Yeah,
he's probably getting a pump right now as we speak.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, he is.
He needs you to keep up with dad.
He's getting ready. If this game was like played outdoors, I think Sean would make everybody wear short sleeve shirts in this thing.
Is what
he would do. He would. He would
20
say,
degrees.
He'd probably put baby oil on the arms.
Oh, yeah. The officials would ask, they're like, Sean, what are we wearing today? Because, guys, we're going with short sleeves.
And shorts.
Yeah, we're going to go with shorts.
I heard he's advocating for tank tops this year.
I cut them myself.
Designed referee outfits for sure. But yeah, okay, this is the second most penalized crew in the league, by the way.
Through
13 games with Sean Hockley.
He likes to make it about himself.
Oh, we remember Thanksgiving against the Raiders, right?
Yep, that was a famous Thursday game with Sean Hockley. He's actually called more penalties on the home teams this year, 96-86. So that's something to maybe look forward to. Actually, visiting teams, 7 wins, 6 losses with Sean Hockley.
We'll take that.
Yeah, so he's trying to be fair, but he's the record will tell you that visiting teams have won 7 of his 13 games. So,
gosh, you got to think the DPIs are going to continue to be rampant.
Let me tell you what's about to happen here today, boys, in this thing. With Hockley, like I said, he has not officiated a Detroit or Dallas game this year. So this will be the first for both teams. His number one call is the false start, but that's something that's kind of a team-related thing, self-inflicted. Here you go, Chief. Offensive holding is their next biggest call. That would be 17 against the homes, 15 against the aways in this one. Defensive pass interference, we've had 17 of those. But this one has been funny. 4 against the homes, 13 against the aways. So defensive pass interference has been more of a defense or a visiting team problem than the home team problem. He's a guy that likes to kind of keep control of the game. This is where you're going to get the unnecessary roughness calls. There's 15 of them, 8 against the away team, 7 against the home, 8 delay of game penalties, 5 against the homes, 3 against the aways. The offsides is just a lineup problem there. Here's the one I think you need to kind of keep an eye on, too, is the roughing the passer. He's big on this roughing the passer thing. So you got to be careful if you're around the quarterback, whether that's going low, whether that's going, staying up high. You got to make sure, stay away from the head and neck area for the roughing the passer's call. Illegal contact would be something else that you need to worry about in this game. They do not allow you to do that very much as well. So that is the situation with Sean Hockley today. And I would expect this game to kind of be one of those where you get kind of frustrated. I don't know if he'll let you have any type of a flow in this game. We'll see what happens with the offensive holding calls, being that the Lions, a little bit compromised inside with their offensive line. Can Quinnen Williams and those guys create some situations where they force the Lions into some long yard situations? Last week against Kansas City, there were a couple of calls that Bill Vinovich's crew made. The one, they had a holding call that set Kansas City back, and Dallas ended up getting a stop out of that. So keep in mind this is probably going to be a very, very frustrating game from both sides, and just again, be careful with the with your temper, because again, the unnecessary roughness calls are something that this guy will and his crew will make sure that he'll throw his hat in the ring for those.
I got DJ Reed with 11 penalties last year, but just one this year. They're starting right corner.
Yeah.
Rocky Sin has 6 penalties this year, and Amik Robertson is one of the worst nickelbacks out there in the league, so torch him.
Well, there's a chance that, like you say, that Robertson could be the starter here in this game. And they, as we've talked about during the week, there's not a lot of size out there.
Yeah.
So if that means that, you know, throw some of these balls up and see what happens, you do have to be aware of where Brian Branch is. I think Woolley made an excellent point of his ability to play in the slot, but also play in that deep half, also play around the line of scrimmage. Dak's got to make sure, though, that you see these guys. So all those things will kind of be in play for you today.
Thank you, Brian. Terrific stuff.
Appreciate you.
Of course, Krusty's Corner. Thank you, buddy. Tomorrow he'll have the full film report for you at 3:40 as the Cowboys take on the Lions. Pregame's coming up at 4 o'clock. Thanks to Lucius Alexander for joining me up here at Choctaw Casino and Resort in Durant. Still plenty of time to get up here and take advantage, enjoy the festivities of game day at Choctaw. Thanks to Jacob Ray filling in for Lucius and Ross Lubinsky, Ramon Engineering out here. Broadus and Chiafalo coming up next. Wolchuk and Broadus will have the postgame show for you shortly after 10 o'clock. And I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
Patols, I want to tell you about my friends at Cars for Kids. I know as parents, we would all do anything to give our kids a bright future, but some kids need a helping hand to get there. And that's why I'm here today to ask you to donate your old car to Cars for Kids. It doesn't have to be running, probably a total eyesore sitting in your driveway or in your neighborhood right now. But you could change a kid's life by donating that vehicle, that total beater to Cars for Kids. It's so easy. Free towing, all paperwork done, a maximum tax deduction, and a $50 gift card as a thank you. Every cent of net proceeds goes to Texans Can Academies, giving at-risk kids the education and hope that they deserve. Listen, if my kids needed help, I pray someone would step up. Be that someone today. Visit carsforkids.org or call 866-835-5437. Right off the car, not the kid.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.